Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Bleed for This. Based on the true story, Vinny is a world boxing champion, and it's his whole life, until the day he's almost killed in a car accident. His doctors think he might walk again, but Vinny has other ideas. He's going to box again.
I feel like I should be on a box of Wheaties doing a Gatorade commercial.
Jimmy!
With this severe of an injury, one bump, one fall, any kind of movement, and your spinal cord could sever.
I'm not done, all right? I got more in me.
Show me who you are.
Now, if you ask me, I'd say determination falls under the categories of try as I might, or I think I can, or even some good old-fashioned stick-to-itness. But defying the laws of nature and medical know-how to rise again only to look possible death square in the face with no fear and maybe even a bit of a grin, that, I'd say, may border on a tiny bit of insanity. But this really did happen, and Vinny really did conquer all odds to become great again. So for sure this is inspiring and dumbfounding, but it's also crushing. To be honest, in any given day, I think most of us wonder if we're all that we can be, and once you see this movie, you'll be convinced you fall short, haven't tried hard enough, and surely could have done more. So if you're okay with all of that and want to go watch an amazing triumph, then this movie is for you. And now into a completely different kind of movie, it's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Long before Harry Potter, magic thrived behind the scenes where us ordinary humans couldn't see, but when Newt comes to New York and loses his Fantastic Beasts, he has to find them before it changes the world forever.
Yesterday, a wizard entered New York with a case full of magical creatures, and unfortunately, some have escaped.
We're going to recapture my creatures before they get hurt. They're currently in alien terrain, surrounded by millions of the most vicious creatures on the planet.
Humans.
Now, I may be the only one here, but there's just something about what's happening in this world, in the country, in this town, or even my favorite coffee spot that just makes me want to escape, pretend it's not real, and just forget about it. So what could be a better way to do that than lose yourself in a magical experience, which of course can't be real, with people that really don't exist, and full of incredible creatures which must be imaginary, right? Well, this movie is full of wonder, enchantment, action, and a whole lot of magic, plus great characters, super realistic special effects, and a bit of a rope. So for all of those out there who have missed Harry Potter, this isn't quite that, but close enough to pull us all in again, so in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.